about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently a woman stabs a man to death using her stiletto heel. And these stiletto heels have been scary for some time. Most men weren't scared of the heels until the movie Single White Female, right, in the early 90s, where the bad guy girl decides to stab her roommate's boyfriend in the eye with a heel. But I think people then forgot and didn't realize that those could be used as a weapon by a mad woman. We'll talk about that. Speaking of the heels, I'm wondering if we should just outlaw them completely, because they say casino cocktail waitresses are now fighting to try to get to wear regular shoes because these high heels are causing more and more, quote unquote, foot damage. I know they look pretty. I know they look sexy. I'm at the point where I could barely wear high heels. I mean, maybe I could wear them for 2 hours at a time, then I got to take the shoes off and walk around with my shoes. I can still show everybody what my shoes were that match the outfit. I just can't wear them. We're going to talk about how 10 women, luckily, many of them were in their 90s, escaped a limo that caught on fire, very similar to, unfortunately, the tragedy that had happened last month. But all the women, from what we understand, escaped and are alive and well. Also, 40% of designated drivers drink before driving, which means if you think you're about to go out on a party, go have fun, and you guys assign Joe to handle the driving, Joe's like, yeah, sure, no problem there. No, think again, because 4 out of 10 times, these people are not following the rules and not drinking. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a woman is accused in Houston of stabbing a man with the heel of her shoe. Apartments found the woman in the apartment of the victim at the Park Lane, which is a luxury high-rise in the 1700 block of Herman Drive. They're condos. Another tenant called 911 around 4 a.m. saying somebody was being assaulted. When officers arrived, she answered the door to a unit on the 18th floor, and that's where they found the victim's body. The victim was 59 years old. I think she was in her 40s. Apparently, the man had been stabbed multiple times. The weapon investigators think she used was a stiletto heel. They said she was initially cooperative, but she reportedly stopped speaking to investigators and was transported downtown for additional questioning. I wonder if she just tried to act like, oh, I just saw him like this. Oh, no. Anyway, she's 44 years old, has been charged with murder. Yeah, you know, when I bring up these stories, not these stories, these reports, it's not because I want to scare y'all, and it's not because I want you to clear your house of any stiletto heels. All right? If you have somebody in your household that when they fight, they get very scary, my recommendation or my instructions to you is to leave. Okay? I know we all actually have the potential to get really, really mad. And I think any of us could be at the right place in the right time under starvation or torture, etc., be manipulated to do something that we don't ever think would be humanly possible. But if all you're doing is being in a relationship with somebody and they go off crazy, bat crazy, to the point where you think they're going to want to hurt you, leave. Okay? I am sick and tired of seeing couples kill each other. It is scary stuff. You know, we always talk to kids about avoiding strangers. And, you know, we tell our daughters, be careful of boys that you date. We tell boys, be careful because hell hath no fury as a woman scorned. You know, to not love them and leave them. Because you just can't underestimate, you know, you just can't ever estimate what, you know, a scorned lover could do. People, I have seen the worst in people. And these are people not even on drugs. And so I believe that anybody has the potential to be a cold-blooded killer. Now, usually there's signs in the relationship. Number one is if you've ever had a fight where your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend has screamed, "I want to kill you. I wish you were dead." Now, many of us can say that in a fight, but if you get that spidey sense that you think she means it, leave. That's not worth it. Not worth it. Leave. All right? I mean, I don't know if you want to break the relationship off completely or whatever, but just get the hell out of there. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, you know, we get into fights all the time and it's fine. And then we have makeup sex and the makeup sex is great. Some of the more passionate couples will have the more vicious fights and then the passionate makeup sex. Whereas you have other couples where their biggest fight is, "You didn't say please. Oh, I'm sorry. Please hand me the remote control. That's better. Oh, I'm so sorry. Whew, that was an ugly fight." Okay, so sometimes you have couples like that. I'd probably be worried about those couples, too. You just don't know if somebody's going to go crazy also. But I just see this on the rise. I mean, just do a Google search on people living together. We were talking about a story in the previous hour where a doctor is now being accused of killing another or of trying to kill another doctor by poisoning him with ethylene glycol. Now, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the situation is. From what I understand, she's on paid administrative leave right now. She works at MD Anderson. She's an oncologist. We aren't sure what the nature of the issue is. I believe he was at her house. But, if you have any spidey sense, it's just not worth it. Now, I know there are some people that are worth dying for. You're in love. You'll die for them. Taking a bullet for somebody is completely different with being with somebody who's going to decide to just take a stiletto heel to your eye. All right? That stuff happens. It's real. And as far as I'm concerned, it's happening way too often. Get out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. How to handle your designated drivers and them flaking. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, a new study conducted in a Florida college town says that 2 out of 5 designated drivers, or 4 out of 10, drink alcohol before getting behind the wheel. Oh, I apologize. I think I just got bit by something. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, they say that of these inebriated drivers have had a blood alcohol content of 0.05%, enough to affect driving ability while still being under the legal limit. Researchers from the University of Florida, they said, spent 3 months observing more than 1,000 bar patrons as they left drinking establishments throughout the college town of Gainesville. That's where it was. I knew it. Gainesville, Florida. They asked people if they had been deemed the designated drivers and would they take a breathalyzer test before leaving. All right. So throughout the course of the study, people said, I'm the designated driver. I'm the designated driver. Yeah, here I am. 35% had at least one drink before leaving the bar, and around half of the drinkers had a blood alcohol content between 0.02 and 0.05%. The other half were actually above 0.05%. Now, remember, the 0.05% is going to be our new landmark limit. Right now, most blood alcohol concentration limits are at the 0.08%. And that's about one to two drinks. The 0.05% would be one drink. All right. And we talked about how they think that one drink is enough to cause the impairment that would validate your being in trouble for a DUI. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, who cares? We know kids drink. Well, no. I mean, this is actually a lot more rampant, not just in kids. How many of you go out, even with your spouse, okay, and you both have something to drink, but one of you will stop after one or two because the other one is going to want to relax and have more drinks? And I see that with couples. And they go, okay, well, I just want one because I'm driving. I just want one because I'm driving. Okay, that's going to later be no more. You know, it's very interesting. I was at Olive Garden, okay? And I love Olive Garden breadsticks, okay? And I guess this was about a month or two ago. We were with our kids. We were with the kids' parents. So the parents were on one side of the table. The kids were on another. And the kids were all playing. And the waitress comes up with, I guess, a new bottle of like a sweet wine, a Moscato or something. I don't know. Right, offering if we want wine. Now, usually I don't drink wine because I get headaches, okay? But the other mom is like, well, let's try, can we try a sample? So they give us like a little sample to see if we want it, and it tasted good, okay? And then you saw the glass sizes. Okay, now wine glass has grown over the last couple decades. Have you guys noticed that? Yeah, wine glasses have grown in size. And so they actually had two wine glass sizes you could get with this. Now, if we don't kind of get our acts together on what is what and really understanding our body's metabolism, because you may not feel it, but you may fail the breathalyzer test, we're going to have in the next upcoming years multiple DUI arrests and charges. Right? And many of you cannot, okay, I mean, cannot tell me that you understand how much that alcohol affects you or not. Okay, now people drive like crap wherever I've lived. I don't know if it's because they've had alcohol in their system or they don't. I just think people don't pay attention. People are sleep deprived. If you asked me as a physician, what are the most number, what is it alcohol to blame for all the car accidents? When I did ER, no, it was people not paying attention and stupidity. All right, you know, then alcohol as well. But now that that's something, you know, you can't document stupidity as much as you think you could. You can't. I am sorry. We got a spider in the studio, and I'm not handling this very well. This is not good. Boy, what? Why do they like me? Am I sweet? I always get nervous when a bug comes around me because I'm afraid that means I'm diabetic. You know, like if your dog licks your toe, it means you're sweet. So you could be diabetic. All right. Well, my tetanus is up to date, so I should be good. All right. Anyway, you can't document stupidity. You can't. All right. But what you can document is a breathalyzer test. So if there's going to be a fight, personal injury fight, or if there's going to be, God forbid, a death in the case, all right, whoever's the one that has alcohol in their breath is already, you know, going to have a bigger fight on their hands. So for those of you that just very casually go to have a drink, okay, even if you're the designated driver, this has to stop. Now, meanwhile, as a medical show, we sit here and discuss, you know, benefits of alcohol and cholesterol and the resveratrol and the red grapes and the wine, etc. And so I'm noticing many more people, even at the behest of the cardiologist, are drinking red wine. And you have some people who have never drunk before turning to drinking. You also have a growing insomnia problem. As more people reach menopause and we're taking people off the Valiums because we think there's too much prescribing of Valium being done, we are noticing people then are going back to alcohol to put them to sleep. So drinking is on the rise, big time. Not to mention, whenever you're in a recession, alcohol sales and soda sales do well. Believe it or not, it's just because we work with so many people in the supplying industry and alcohol. They say this is the best time. This is the best type of economy for alcohol. Believe it or not, you would think that if the economy was good, there'd be more parties, there'd be more office parties, more alcohol, etc. But no, You got depression on the rise, etc. So I'm starting to see that alcohol is becoming a norm. And I watch people. I'm a people watcher, not like a creepy people watcher where I sit there and watch. But I like to observe what's going on. Like, for example, we did a little staycation at the MGM yesterday. You know, we had donated at a charity, so we got a room. We donated on a silent auction item, got a room, got to spend the day at the pool, etc. And there were a couple people checking in on e-cigs. And they only had non-smoking rooms where they were going. But because they were on e-cigs and vaping, they were allowed to be in the non-smoking room. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So you can be in a non-smoking room with the e-cigs. Which, by the way, for those of you that don't want to breathe what comes out of an e-cig, that could be an issue. Because people with e-cigs are allowed in non-smoking rooms. But since it's not tobacco, there's really no smell. So there's, all right, yeah. Okay, just a thought out there. But I do, I look around. The average table, right, at an Olive Garden or whatever has alcohol. They do. So this is something where I think we may have to just stop for a second and go, look, do I really need alcohol at this meal? I mean, we talk about the obesity issue and the sugary drinks, etc. Alcohol is huge. One of my patients just lost 20 pounds, lost 20 pounds. I go, how did you lose 20 pounds? He said, I stopped drinking alcohol at night after work. I think we really underestimate how much we drink. Many of us drink too much. And when you look at the calories versus the health benefits, no. Okay? I think there are less health benefits than risks. And if now you're going to be possibly charged with a DUI, if that one drink was enough to make your breathalyzer go to that limit, you could be possibly losing your job over this stuff. We need to start, and it's unfortunate that it's government doing this, but we need to start receding on the amount of alcohol we drink at mealtime. All right, just something for you guys to try. Remember last week we tried Go Vegetarian, and I know many of you just laughed, and I actually lost it on air. We put that on Facebook, or not on Facebook, YouTube. I never start crying on air in laughter. And unfortunately, it happened, even though I think vegetarian vegans really got it going on. Smart people, great food ideas. I had a little difficulty getting through the program. So I urge you to look at that on YouTube. But, you know, I said, look, try two meals a week, no meat. Just try it. Trying two meals a week, no meat. Well, same thing for those of you that have wine with your dinner or that have alcohol when you come home from work. I want you to try 2 days, two nights, no alcohol. Because I think we have a huge trend now going towards nailing anybody with anything in their system. Kind of wondering how that's going to work as marijuana is becoming more and more legal. All right. And then, of course, finally, the final take-home note is if there is a designated driver, you need to make sure they don't drink. All right. And what had originally happened back in the 80s is the designated driver wouldn't drink. They had to sit there with a glass of water and everybody made fun of them. Somehow, somewhere along the line, designated drivers were allowed to have one drink so they could still sit there and socialize with you. And then it started to become whoever drank the least is the one driving you home. No, no, no. Not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're going to be talking about shoes, how high heel shoes could actually cause foot damage. We're going to talk about, very interesting, there are brain cells in the amygdala that cause us to flirt during puberty. Actual brain cells that get turned on, I guess, literally and figuratively. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So despite the prosecution withholding evidence from the defense, the trial is still going on with George Zimmerman and the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin. From what we understand, they are right now currently picking jurors. And it is an extremely, this is an extremely passionate, well-publicized trial. From what I understand, I think MSNBC is going to be doing the full coverage of this, where an unarmed black teenager had been shot, allegedly, by George Zimmerman, who was on Neighborhood Watch. There are supposedly witnesses on either side. There's supposedly voice specialists. The audio voice specialists who were listening to the 911 call where you could hear screaming in the background. Some say it was George Zimmerman. Some say it was Trayvon Martin. And this is going to, and already this case has been extremely strange, especially with the recent firing of somebody on the prosecution side for deleting photos and texts that, from what I understand, could have been used in the case. So, and again, it's still a case on somebody who had died. And it's always difficult to see things brought up and on somebody who had died. And unfortunately, the dissection of the person's personality and of his name and of the, you know, and there could be some desecration, unfortunately, that could happen in the middle of a court case whenever we talk about somebody who had died. But then on the other hand, we have George Zimmerman, who's 29 years old, is charged with second degree murder, faces life in prison if convicted. All right. And if the jury is not convinced that this was self-defense, he's going to be in jail for a very long time. Neither side disputes that Zimmerman fatally shot Trayvon Martin that night during a fight in February 2012. He was killed in the Orlando suburb when he was walking inside a gated community from a 7-Eleven. He had purchased iced tea and a bag of Skittles. Apparently, prosecutors contend that George Zimmerman was trying to be a vigilante. He's a wannabe cop. Racially profiled the black teenager, went after Martin, even though the dispatcher told him not to. Zimmerman's lawyer claimed that he had been beaten up by the teenager and then pulled out his licensed 9mm handgun. Again, back and forth we're going to be seeing with this case. I am, though, still confused as to why not all the evidence will be presented because one side erased it. I'm not sure why the case is even allowed to go on. I am a little confused by that, but there's been just some very strange happenings that have been happening with this case. We'll keep you guys posted. From what we understand right now, they are now deciding on the jury, and they're interviewing prospective jurors. That's also a tough one, too, because, you know, we see people who are fighting to be on this jury. They were interviewing some people, and they go, I have absolutely no opinion on the matter. I have no opinion whatsoever on the matter. Now, true, if you're going to find a juror, they have to technically have no opinion. But I think that statement in and of itself is false, okay? Because you've been watching this for a long time on the news, right? This was before you knew you were going to be picked for the jury, all right? Many of us make an opinion on everything we see. For example, I have an article in front of me, okay? If you're going to go get food from a food vending machine, What do you pick? Do you pick the low-fat popcorn? Do you pick the chocolates? Do you pick the animal crackers, etc.? Some of you will say, Dahlia, that was boring. Thank you. That was very boring. That's my opinion on the matter. But you see, you have an opinion. All right? All right? Now, whether you have an opinion, who's guilty and who's not, you saying, I want to hear the facts. Okay, that could land you, you know, in the jury pool. But it looks like there are so many people fighting to be on this that it almost makes you concerned. Alright, are they on one side or the other? Okay? I mean, if they come in going, I have no opinion whatsoever, I heard a little bit about it on the news, ain't no thing but a chicken wing, no. My guess is they're lying. If they say, no, I haven't heard, I've heard of it, I really don't know, I have no idea if this is self-defense or not, I really don't know. I've been watching it and I'm kind of confused because you see pictures on one hand and then there's a scream and we can't tell the scream. I don't know. I really don't know. That may actually look like more truthful, you know, a way of approaching it. Okay, but, you know, the people going, you know what, I didn't hear anything, I don't know nothing, I am going to be completely neutral, I would be a little nervous about those prospective jurors. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What's making me nervous, I'll tell you, are these limos catching on fire. 10 elderly women, thank God, escaped unharmed when a limousine they were in burst into flames. I guess they were idling somewhere near Northern California. I guess this occurred in Walnut Creek. From what I understand, these women were mostly in their 90s. They were headed to Sonoma to celebrate a friend's 96th birthday. Passenger Mary Chapman said the driver of the limousine told everyone to get out. She and two other women who were more able-bodied helped others escape. She smelled and saw smoke and said flames erupted seconds later. That's some scary stuff. When I looked out, there were red flames all over and black smoke. And now you can see the result. Many of the passengers were on walkers and canes. The limousine had been inspected and maintained, according to the owner of the town car. But they attributed to the fire to the limo's electrical system. How is this happening where we have two separate instances of fires in the limo? How do we have that? I mean, luckily these women survived. Last month's was horrific in terms of they were driving. The fire was going on and the driver didn't notice. What is going on with these cars? Do cars catch on fire all the time? And am I just not aware of it? Is it because nobody's covering it? No one's covering the story? You know, my kids, I was burning some toast or something downstairs, right? You obviously smelled smoke. My kids don't care. I mean, then again, you know, kids, they smell all sorts of stuff. Smoke, farts, dog poop. They never tell anybody anything. They don't care, which is why, you know, parents always get away with tooting in front of the kids because the kids really don't seem to be caring about smells. But when it comes to the smell of fire, I want to train the kids that as soon as you detect anything, okay, you holler for somebody, okay, to go and check this out. And I think so many of us are so used to, you know, smells of smoke because of our friends that smoke, et cetera, or we work near firecrackers or whatever, fire, where, you know, fires could be happening around us. I mean, in my house caught on fire. It was an electrical outlet that was shorted out, and my grandmother who lived with us had a little bit of dementia, and she had been, she had cancer that had went to her brain. We didn't realize it back then. And she was just diagnosed with some sort of dementia. And she had all these clothes that she would order online. So she ordered all these clothes online, and I guess there was lots of plastic near the cord. Anyway, something went on fire. And so I was in my room at the time, and I was, you know, thinking, okay, well, I need to, you know, try to douse this fire out. But I don't so much remember seeing flames as much as I see the thick smoke moving in very fast waves up on the ceiling. Now, back in Arizona at the time, you'd have Dick Van Dyke do these Roll Dick Roll commercials where Dick Van Dyke would tell you to, you know, jump on the ground and roll. So you just remember Roll Dick Roll. So I'm rolling. I'm like, roll, roll. My dad picks me up by the you know, the shirt and throws me outside the house. I didn't even have shoes on. And, I mean, we all made it out alive and stuff, but, you know, you just don't underestimate a fire. Just like we were talking about, don't underestimate people drinking or what you drink. That's the reason why things go wrong. It's people underestimating. Now, you don't want panickers and you don't want people freaking out, right, leaving the house when somebody could just put the match out. You need to be calm, you need to be collected, but you need to be aware. And thank God somebody was aware in this case. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess there are companies that will now allow their workers to actually purchase extra vacation times. They say 5% of companies here in the U.S. will allow you to purchase the days off that you need. You could actually sell your vacation time if you don't want it. And from what I understand, some of these workers like this, because they actually get to manage their vacation time. It looks like it really works out for the employer because, one, is it reminds employees that they only have X amount of vacation time. Number two is you may sell your vacation time so that you still stay at work. That's interesting stuff. They say the novel approach helps employees buy some extra days off to take the trip of a lifetime they need or to spend more time with the newborn. Co-workers could sell off unused days to get some extra money. I guess when times are a little tight, this benefit really doesn't cost a lot of extra money. Huh, I wonder what the average price is. All right, they say the approach is even more popular with employers that have paid time off or PTO plans that combine vacation time, sick leave, and personal days into one comprehensive plan. About 52% of employers reported offering such plans. Of those, 19% offered a cash-out option, and 15% offered a donation problem or program. 1% give their workers unlimited time off. Oh, that is nice. I guess the cost for an employee is usually 1 week's salary, prorated over the course of a year. Employees often have to decide whether to participate during an annual fall enrollment process, and it becomes part of their benefits for the upcoming year. So I guess you don't feel it taken out of your check. You know, that's kind of interesting. I'm looking at that, and, you know, because for me, when I had maternity leave, I had 2 weeks. That was it, 2 weeks. That's all I could take off during the year. 2 weeks vacation, so I just racked it up for 2 weeks, and I went back to work with my baby at 2 weeks old. I even took the baby to work. It was kind of tough. The next baby, I was already working at my office, so I came in at 3 days. I had a back office. We had air filtered, whatever. I had a babysitter already in play. Me and husband watched him. So basically at the 3 day mark, and thank God he didn't get sick. It was great. We protected him as much as we could. But I've never had a job where you get vacation days, paid time off, etc. That's pretty nice. That is really nice. And many of you deserve that. Mind you, you do. That's pretty incredible. I've also only worked in smaller companies. I'm sure bigger companies, if you decide to rack up 30 days time off and then take off all of those 30 days, I'm sure they have other staff that could cover your position. So that's probably how they make it work. But to think that you could buy yourself some extra days, et cetera, I think that, you know, and I think that's fair because imagine if you really want to go to Europe and you've never been. I've never been. I've never been able to take off time. I've never had the money. But let's say you have an opportunity of a lifetime, yet you only get 1 week or 2 weeks vacation and you need a little bit more. Being able to purchase more, it's brilliant. See, this is exactly what we need. We need workers and employees being flexible on both sides. And there has been over the last few years this growing trend of inflexibility, distrust, people losing their job at a moment's notice. It's scary stuff. You know, we've talked about this with the recession. I've had people who had been looking for jobs because they were fired after being with the company for years. And they said they were the first ones cut because they had been making the most money and were in the higher position. If they never got promoted or never got a raise, they would still have a job right now. I mean, I don't want us to go back to this backwards thinking of doing things opposite just so we're under the radar and we don't get fired, etc. I love the idea of negotiating. You know, one thing that I'm extremely frustrated about, and I've discussed this with you, is I'll have a staff person that'll, let's say, get the flu. So, you know, you have a 40-hour work week, right, Monday through Friday. They take off 3 days. They want to make up the extra days the next week so their paycheck, all right, can pretty much be pretty similar. So I'm like, okay, well, let's try and figure out how to throw in those extra 8 hours into your schedule the next week. Oh, no, you can't do that. There's labor laws. If you go over a 40-hour week, there's only X amount of hours they can legally work in a shift, and you got to pay them time and a half, or you got to pay them overtime. Well, but all I want to do is help their 80-hour paycheck still be what they want. Let them do some hours at home. Let them do some. I mean, you could, in essence, but you as an employer get penalized. So, you know, why can't there be that flexibility? Why not? All right, you want to work an extra shift? The following week, great, work an extra shift. I don't have to then go into overtime. I don't have to, you know, and so I can't stand it when there's not that flexibility. I think a lot of employers and employees would do better. Imagine if you were able to work from home, put a couple hours of work in at home, get the project done, come to work the next day, be able to take off earlier because you got the project done. But the problem is there's just no trust anymore, not with a lot of companies. So good for them for, you know, coming up with that. Just hopefully the vacation pay doesn't cost that much money. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's interesting. We were talking about tips last week, how New York City appears to have the highest amount of tipping in terms of 25%, whereas places like Alabama and Georgia kind of fell to the bottom of the scale. There's a New York sushi restaurant that actually bans tips. Bans you from paying tips because they say they raise the waitress pay enough so that it improves the dining experience so you don't have to pay for tips. Now this, I'm starting to like. Now we're talking. More people would be, this is actually a brilliant model as long as you pay your staff really well. Remember we talked about this, how when I waited tables and most of us, you get below minimum wage because you're supposed to live on your tips. Well, if you got paid enough that basically handled what you would get with tips, now the customer doesn't have to spend the extra dough. All right? And, you know, they may be more willing to then spend the money at the restaurant. You know, right now, whenever we go to a restaurant, we always calculate the 20% we're going to have to throw down for the tip. Okay? So if we want to spend under $50, we have to then cut what we want to eat. This is the business model that I think many companies need to start taking over. Because what's happening is people aren't tipping. Waiters and waitresses are not making the tips. We have some major economy issues. But if the employer is the one that's going to benefit the most by people not having a tip because they may throw more money into what they're buying, pay your staff more. You're going to make consumers way happier. So anyway, I'm looking at a Sushi Yasuda from New York City at 204 East 43rd Street. Looks like the bill came to $285. It was $262.50 plus $23 in sales tax. It said a la carte sushi came to $243. One kimo was $10.50 and the edamames were $9. Total due $285.80. But it says following the custom in Japan, Sushi Yasuda's service staff are fully compensated for their salary. Therefore, gratuities are not accepted. Boom. People leave happy that they didn't have to drop a tip. They're probably going to go back and purchase more. So pretty smart stuff. Now, service workers, though, according to this, the non-tipped, usually non-tip minimum wage is $7.25. They're saying the tipped minimum wage is now at $2.25 an hour. And this is why we were discussing how this is a growing problem. People don't tip. We have workers only making $2.25 an hour. This isn't working. Whew. All right, guys, when we come back, an at-home allergy kit to be able to figure out what you are allergic to, as well as Mississippi is requiring doctors to collect cord blood from babies to figure out if mom could have been statutory raped by a common culprit. Don't perpetrator. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You know, take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.